The Magician's Apprentice, written by Trudy Canavan and read by Richard Aspel. Playing host to a Satchikan magician was never easy and rarely pleasant. Of all the tasks required of Lord Dacon's servants, feeding their guest had caused the most distress. If a Sharky Tocado were served a dish he recognised as one he'd eaten before, he would reject it, even if he had enjoyed it. He disliked most dishes, and he had a large appetite, so at each meal, many, many more courses had to be prepared than were normally required to feed two people. The reward for enduring the fussiness of this guest was a great surfeit of food, which was shared among the household afterwards. "If Tocado stays for many more weeks, I will not be surprised to find my servants have begun to get a little rotund," Dacon mused. "Still, I am sure they would much rather the Satchikan moved on." "As would I," he added to himself, as his guest leaned back, patted his broad girth, and belched. "Preferably back to his homeland, which I presume is where he is heading, since he has travelled through most of Coralia, and this is the closest residence to the pass." "An excellent meal," Tocado announced. "Did I detect a little bell spice in that last dish?" Dacon nodded. "An advantage to living close to the border is that Satchikan traders occasionally pass this way." "I'm surprised they do. Mandrin isn't on the direct road to Imaden." "No, but occasionally spring floods block the main road, and the best alternative route brings traffic right through the village." He wiped his mouth on a cloth. "Shall we retire to the seating room?" As Tocado nodded, Dacon heard a faint sigh of relief from Kania, who was on duty in the dining room tonight. "At least the servants' trials are over for the evening," Dacon thought wearily as he stood up. "Mine don't end until the man sleeps." Tocado rose and stepped away from the table. He was a full head taller than Dacon, and his broad shoulders and wide face added to the impression of bulk. Beneath a layer of soft fat was the frame of a typical Satchikan, strong and big. Next to Tocado, Dacon knew he must appear pathetically thin and small, and pale. While not as dark as the Lonmars of the north, Satchikan's skin was a healthy brown that Coralian women had been trying to achieve with paints for centuries. Which they still did, despite otherwise loathing and fearing the Satchikans. Dacon led the way out of the room. "They should be proud of their complexion, but centuries of believing our pallor is evidence that we are a weak, barbaric race can't be turned around easily."